Origin preview number two. Hello, everybody. Get them on side. Make sure you put the 5 stars. I don't know how that helps, but I was asked to tell you that. So make sure you put the 5 stars when you review us. I'd just be happy not to be abused. Joel Kane, hello to you.
I might go through some of those, Dan, if I can find them. Great to have, here he is, Laptop Larry here, ready to go ahead of Origin 2.
Yeah.
He's still in the shred.
Still on the shred.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. He's told us we have to end this podcast early so I can go to the gym.
That's right. And I could have easily, and I last night I sent a text, it have to be at 12 sharp.
Yeah.
We're going to be nowhere near that anyway. Blaming you, Cam. But you asked me, I could have easily made up a lie, but I've...
Well, you do that so often.
But I'm honest. I'm honest to myself.
No, well, you sick last week.
I got it. Yeah. On my...
Problem is you've built up such a reputation that I believe you, but... there's got to be just a little bit of an asterisk on your
absence. All jokes aside, that flu, man flu, not COVID, tested every day like I was a good boy, but completely laid out, 3-4 days on the couch. Wow. And still not 100%. I know it's sort of lingering around you, Joel Kane, in your corduroy shirt, which I like, by the way.
It's nice and warm.
But I'm here, and there's no asterisk to be.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Joel Kane, how are you? How was your
great.
Week?
Our week was great. We went to a 70s party.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot about this.
It was just so much fun. It was a beauty. A lot of our listeners were there, actually, Dan. A lot of people had come up saying, I love Get 'Em on side. And it's just good times.
And the dress-ups. What did you go as?
No, just random 70s. Like, there was no particular.
Right.
But just good fun.
You say random 70s. I seem to see a picture of you on Instagram. Didn't look random. It looked very village people.
One of the guys. Well, here we went.
Was that not you?
No. Oh, come on, Dan.
I saw you had a black T-shirt on. You had a black T-shirt on and black pants. Here's this guy doing, you know, in a black T-shirt, black pants, big thick moustache, and sunny and glasses.
And then you went to Cam and said, Cam,
you know what to do with this.
I'm thinking, what's he going to do with this? A mate of mine dresses.
I thought it was you. I thought.
Can I say?
Obviously,
you've got to be careful what we say because you might be listening to the show. But
mate,
I don't
mind saying this. He's a good mate of mine. Now, look, I'm tricky 10 out, but he's tricky. He's much trickier. He's saying that's me.
Well, Joel, I don't know. I don't.
Come on.
Well, okay, I'll fine.
Give me strength. Gregory, come on.
He's a little heavy, the other gentleman. We're gibbering at the moment, so let's go straight into Bambi. Well, the reason I've gone to this so quickly, because I think we could have some real, proper, authentic Bambis. I mean, Bambi, you shoot Bambi, it's someone, it's a protected species. Who wants to go first?
I've got three. I'm just going to go.
Oh, three. Okay, three. How about this? Three. You do one, does one, you do one, I do one, you do one.
Right,
you
go first. Now, I said this on the program 5 or 6 weeks ago. The pot shots that people have. So everyone was saying, South Sydney, what have you done? Adam Reynolds, what have you done? And I said at the time, I said, guys, relax. We're 6 games into a 3-year contract, 70-plus games. And now you're starting to see the wheel turn already. He's injured. Is he a good signing? Have they dropped the ball? So my question, is he a good signing or he's not a bloody good signing? Where do we land on this? Because everyone was up on their high horse just a month ago, and now they've gone very quiet and the wheel's turning. Is he a good signing or is he not?
Aren't there some people in our business that just fly with the flag?
You see him with Jake Trbojevic. Oh, he's got to be in the team. He's got to be in the team. And now people are saying, why is Jake Trbojevic in the team? Where do we stand on this bloody stuff? Thoughts?
I know where I stand on Jake Trbojevic.
Hang on, that's not a unless you name names, that's not a Bambi. That's a very interesting talk topic, but that is not within the purview of Bambi.
I've got two to go. I've none from one. Then.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Fair enough.
We could have talked about that before we got to Bambi. It's a very good subject.
Yes.
I tend to not agree just because clearly he's brought something off the field. They're a different unit, the Broncos, and even if he's only on for half the time, he seems to have a positive influence. But your point is well made.
I think both have made the right call. I think the Broncos have made the right call, and South Sydney, they obviously know...
It's a win-win.
It's the right
of course
thing.
It is.
It's the right thing.
Can I say this with Ilias? If the coach thinks he's not bringing energy, that's fine, but you've got to know, if you bring him off before the end of the half, it's 32-0. You've got to realise the game's over.
Yeah.
Right. I get it, you want to change things up. You've got to do it at halftime.
Yeah.
Or am I overthinking it? I think I said it on air... I can't remember where I said it, but when you bring him off during a game, you are inviting the cameras to be up in his face. You are making a story of him.
Well, you're pointing blame.
If you do, 100%. You do it at half time, but you don't even real. You sort of don't realise he's not there.
Yeah. But what you actually do, honestly, Dan, and one of my points is going to be about stupid in game. Just take him at a half time and they say, why is he not back? He's just got this niggling.
Hammy.
That's true.
Hammy niggle. Yeah.
No, also, speaking of protected species.
Whack an ice pack on his leg sitting on the bench.
That's true.
Play on.
But also, it takes blame away from Cody Walker. He's been 6 out of 10 this year at best. Mm. I mean, what are we so worried about this delicate juniors? We can't criticise Cody. We can't criticise Latrell Mitchell. Like, everyone's going on to Latrell Mitchell. Oh, he looks so fit. Yeah, he looks like a professional footballer at the moment.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he look like that all the time?
Yeah.
Anyway, geez, I've gone drive-by Bambi.
Yes.
Sean Omorod.
The delicate genius. I like how you've got that one in there for the Seinfeld.
But, I mean, he's cranky every week now, but we're going to blame the 19-year-old.
Yeah, I agree. I want to talk about the latest scourge on society. Now, we know brucing is a term. It's been around for a while now. But the latest version of it is it's almost live in-the-moment brucing. Now, brucing generally has been an event has happened. You might tweet a photo of me and you or whatever. Yeah. That's generally how it's been classified. But now we're seeing live in-the-moment brucing. I'm a bit annoyed that I wasn't here last week because that's when this happened.
Oh.
When the Socceroos made... Or when Andrew Redmayne made that save. Yep. Should all be about him and the Socceroos, and maybe the Socceroos fans as well who were celebrating. Tony Armstrong, the sort of golden boy of...
Gold Logie nominee.
Gold Logie nominee, golden boy of television these days. He was down at Fed Square in Melbourne doing a live cross for the ABC. And in that very moment, he started carrying on like he was a fan. It's been picked up by CNN, maybe internationally, going, look at this Australian journalist get, you know, swept up in the fanfare. Now, you're there to report on the scene to the Socceroos fans, Tony. He's grabbed it.
Is this the box areas?
He's grabbed it, and he's made it all about himself.
So is this Dean Boxall areas in the moment?
Yes. Very much.
Is it Tony McAvoy cheering on Gay?
Very much so. Now, yeah. I love Tony. I think he's great. Very talented. But... seemed a little bit pre-contrived sort of reactions and celebrations. Shouldn't have been about him, but he grabbed the moment, he's made it about him.
That's a good
and
one.
Coincidentally...
That's a protected species, Tony.
Coincidentally,
that's a good
he was
Bambi.
Up for a Logie about 5 days later.
Why was he a Gold Logie nominee? What does he do?
I don't know if he was gold. I think he was up for Best New Talent, maybe.
Best New Talent.
To be fair, a worthy award
for him to be a part of.
Very talented, and I love his work, but just made it about himself.
I just saw a thing 2 weeks before, and he was being... I thought he was a Gold Logie nominee. I don't follow the...
No.
What are the...
Speaking of the Logies, I watched 5 minutes of it. The 5 minutes of Bruce speaking... It was scripted, his speech.
Was it?
And I thought it took away some authenticity.
Mm.
Beautiful speech. Word perfect, which is obviously what Bruce loves. And I just thought, it's a little pre-prepared. Here's what we cooked earlier. I don't love that. Okay.
Mine was the mic'd up Chad Townsend.
Oh.
Right?
It was great television.
It was great television, and the captain's challenge made it.
Yep.
Right? The fact that he challenged it, that made it. But...
Yep.
Right at the end, I'll guarantee you, how many games has Chad Townsend played? A couple hundred games? I'll put him on the line to say he's never once done this before and won't do it after. The game's finished, right? And then he's gone, oh, I love rugby league, or something along those terms.
No,
that is all for the mic, does not do that regularly. I've never heard a player up the middle of the field and say, oh, I love rugby league.
He did not.
It was something like that.
I saw the whole segment. I didn't see what was that when they won.
So if
I saw like, I saw them, they're chasing who scored the winning try. Was it Holmes? And that was great. That was spontaneous.
Of course it is. You're in the moment. But when the game settled down and then it's just, I love rugby league. Or something along those lines. If that was the words or close to that effect, is that doing it for the mic?
I haven't seen it, so I can't rubber stamp your claim. But if it is what you describe, Chad.
Yeah. Same game. Now, I talk about things that irk me in rugby league.
This is an all-star derby.
Things that irk me in rugby league is stupidity, and we're not going to get bogged down on the by points, but that goes into the bucket of stupidity. Now, Manly, so this is a billion-dollar game, right? And Manly, I will say this, are one of the smarter clubs in the competition with all their metrics and the way they look at the game. And I love the fact that, you know, the Cowboys come up with these short kickoffs and they did this curly little short kickoff too. That's the sort of stuff I love, and maths support that. However, the game's in the balance, right? And straight away, if a battler can, like me, can think, OK, this is how you win the game. You kick the ball to the touchline, aim for the 40, take the tap, bang, kick the goal, right? Two-point field goal, see you in golden point.
Yes.
So what they did, right, Manly, you could mark any number of errors here. What they did, they take the tap on the 40 and they sling it back 7 metres to Daly Cherry.
Oh, so it's 47.
So your 40-metre field goal.
What, you're saying he taps and kicks?
Daly, just take the tap and just take the field goal. And from
on
40
an angle.
Out, you're a 40% chance and away you go.
Who passed the ball?
Okay, error number one. Here's error number two. So the person who takes the tap, it is the final play of the game.
Again,
is,
these aren't Bambis. You're just squeezing all your anger.
I'm getting into Daly.
Okay.
Daly's a leader of a state team, right?
All right.
So...
Wow.
So this is the first error. The second error is, this is the final play of the match, right? So important. A kick that could decide whether you play in the finals or you don't. So who's the best passer in the team? Should it be the dummy half or close to? No, let's give it to Morgan Harper.
I know who it's not.
Let's give it to Morgan Harper. Morgan Harper plays left centre, Dan.
Yes.
This pass was a left to right pass. Left centres, 90% of the time,
don't
a left centre passes right to bloody left. So your most important pass of the game, Morgan Harper has got the pass, right? You sling it back 7 metres, Daly needs a stepladder to get up and catch the ball, and they come flying in to defuse the situation. It is stupid. Stupidity kills me, Dan. It just kills me.
Angry.
It's a billion-dollar game. We've got to be better than this.
I love it when we, and I do it all the time, we refer to billion-dollar game, and we can't get this right.
It's just got to be better.
All right, we're going to take a break because we've got an origin to get to. By the way, no need to thank me. Matt Fitzpatrick, one of my four picks on this podcast for the Get Him Onside for the British Open. No, for the US Open. For the US. I can't get the tournament right, but at least we've got the player right. 26-1. Thank you very much. Get Him Onside after this.
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13+?
Well, probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
All right, let's go because we've got a bit to get through here. Sean Ormerod, Joel Kane. Sean, just from a personal point, I was very confident about Queensland in game one. Obviously, they came through. But I don't know about you blokes. I cannot get a read of the. I don't know why. I don't get a feel for this game one way or the other. Do you guys get a better sense of where this game is going?
Yeah, well, I was fairly bullish on New South Wales in game one. So there's a little caveat there. But I'm back on the horse for game two. Love, and now, lots been said about these team changes, but... And it's funny because the main blow up has been, well, they're just admitting they were wrong in game one. Well, what do you want them to do?
Yeah.
Not admit they're wrong and roll out the same team. It's a ridiculous way of thinking that I don't really get.
There's only one question. Is this better than the game one team?
Yeah.
And I think it is.
I do too.
I think the fact you haven't got a centre on the bench immediately makes it better.
It's better. There's still a couple of things. And this is the thing with Origin. You're never going to, not one person in Australia, apart from maybe Freddie and Brandy, will say this is a team that I would have picked. There's always a couple of little changes. But on the whole, I think it's far better. And there looks to be a lot more strike all over the park than what there was. We said in game one, there were some issues around that left side attack with Tarek Sims playing there. He's gone, right call. Cameron Murray's going to start there. With all these Penrith players now, you've got the inclusion of Appy as well. Matt Burton playing left centre. This is going to be a very left-heavy Penrith-style game, I think. We'll get to anytime try scorers and whatnot, but in large, I think it's a much better team than game one.
For me, Joel, Cook on the bench is going to be a revelation. We haven't seen a fresh cook run at tired defenders for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I think he could absolutely tear this game apart once he comes into it. And to me, Coruscant at nine's a no-brainer. He's been in wonderful form. Cook has not been in good form for a while. So to me, that was just an easy selection for Fittler.
Easy solution. And what it does as well, I don't believe we've seen the best of Cleary at Origin level. So, you know, you've got Teddy bouncing around at the back and Cookie Dent bouncing around from dummy half. Appy Coruscant, hand in glove for Yo and Cleary. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And then you've got the two parts of motivation. You've got the motivation for New South Wales, where we know seven of the last 11 teams who have lost Origin 1 have found a way to bounce back, which is a compelling stat given the fact that quite often the team who wins Origin 1 would start favourite in Origin 2. So seven of the last 11 Origin 2 who lost in Game 1 have come back and won it. So I love that. And you know what? Cookie's going to have a blinder off the bench because he's motivated.
That's what I'm saying. And the only question for me is Angus Crichton and Sifa Talakai off the bench. Well, they've just got to step up. Talakai obviously played back row. He's not there as a centre like Stephen Crichton was.
But at least you get the double protection if he can.
If a centre goes absolutely
down, can throw him in there, which is where the...
But he hasn't exactly set the world on fire the last 6 weeks.
I would have personally gone Olakau'atu in front of Talakai.
Yeah,
personally.
I agree with that. But it's probably six and one, half a dozen the other. Head-to-head betting, and you touched on it, Sean, New South Wales are the favourites. They seem to be turning in and getting shorter as Sunday night gets closer. By the way, weather in Perth, which will be more important for margin and over-under, very pleasant.
Looks
very
good.
Pleasant Sunday night. Mm. Should be a rock-hard surface at Optus. They're playing AFL on a Friday, so it'll be a nice trim surface.
So $1.71,
where's the money going?
At the moment, it's all New South Wales, which is the reverse of what we saw in Game 1 early. And I think it generally finds a way to skew one way or the other. So I think it's going to flip on its head the closer we get to kick off. But we open up $1.80 New South Wales into $1.71. I think it's about 75 or nearing 80% of the money is on the Blues at head-to-head level.
That's rock bottom now, isn't it? You can't back them at this price now.
I could find
New South Wales?
I could find a way.
Yeah, I can't back them at that price.
You had that stat. The game one loser is one game two, 7 of 11. Freddie's never lost game two.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 4-0 in game twos. I don't know what that means, but Perth, one game that we can sort of use as a reference. New South Wales killed them 38-6. Tom Trbojevic scored a hat trick. I think Jake was man of the match that day. Rained, if I remember. Still plenty of points. Mm. So we go to big win, little win. And I can actually see, not that I would tip this. Geez, I can see Blues 13 plus if they get it going here. If they get it going, particularly once Cook comes into the game. And are we underselling Queensland? I mean, they did not only win in game one, they were clearly the superior team.
Yeah, Ruben Cotter's a big out. And even if he was playing, he has to replicate what he did in game one, which is near on impossible. I'm with you. I think at the price, and that's what we like to do here, Blues $3.70. Which way would you play this?
Yeah, I'm keen on the Blues, and I'll be tipping and backing the 13 plus. And I just want to touch on when New South Wales do win in recent history, so the last five games that they've won, game two last year, 26-0. Mm. Game one last year, so we'll go in reverse order.
That was off a loss too last year.
No. So they lapped him in game one. 50-6, so the series is over after two. We then go game two, 2020. They win 34-10. So we've got three games, 13 plus here. There was a game three decider that they won in 19, 26-20. Decider, you'd expect it to be pretty cagey. And then game two of the same series where they needed to win 38-6. And that's that game you just touched on, Dan, in Perth, where they flogged them. So, and you look at the games they've lost, very, very tight losses. So I think there's a gap. If we go back to ratings, which is how we do, you know, normal NRL level footy, then there's a decent gap between these two sides. And you can see when they do win, they can win easy. And when they lose, they just lose. Mm. And whether it might be a loss at the selection table or a big moment in a game, it's something small. But I just think in a must-win game, the evidence is there. And with a team that I think is better than game one, I'm okay to be on them at a big margin. Mm.
We move to total match points. You've got the number at 38.5. Joel, sort of because we think there might be some points coming from New South Wales in particular, to me that seems just a touch low. I know it's a no-no to go over in Origin. That might be one, it might be worth going over.
Yeah, no, I'll be the unders. Reason
really?
Being, yeah, reason being that Origin 1, we saw Billy's team press the friendship at the ruck.
And I think the ref, it's a very good point you make, so I think the ref's going to be pressured into doing something about it.
Well, one of two things happen, right? So he either gets pressured into it, which you're not going to want to do. Referees at State of Origin don't want to blow the whistle. I think it's more likely that Freddie gets on board with what Billy was doing, and therefore it points to an unders match. But it's totally, this thing here is totally decided by that particular decision.
Will he be instructed by his bosses, Ashley, to work on it harder? Look, Origin works to the same beat every year. Team loses, whoever loses game one whinges about the referee. Something's done about it in game two. It is interesting. And Klein, is he our best referee? Anyway, let's not bash a referee. I think Todd Smith is the best referee, and the bloke's done about a dozen games.
I'm an Adam G man.
Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah.
I look at a demeanour of a ref because occasionally they're going to miss forward passes.
We'll say that.
Like that Parramatta Roosters game the other night, great game. But I reckon a couple of tries came off forward passes. I think that was my man, Todd Smith. But it's the way they interact with 100%. The players that makes everything. Anyway, how did I get us onto this subject? Right, let's get to the fun topics, eh? First, try scorer. Again, you're getting double figure odds on Queensland wingers. The last six games, it's been a winger or a centre first try scorer. Last six Origins. That, you know, I think you're getting some very tasty value on Taulagi in particular, because he's the left side winger, isn't he? And Cobbo.
Yes. Yeah, Taulagi be left, Cobbo right. I touched on it before. This is going to be a very, very left-centric New South Wales attack. I'm looking, and I think you're on board with the same theory. I'd be looking all down that left-hand side, whether it's a centre, back rower, winger. Don't think it really matters. The inclusion of Burton's huge because he just gives Luai such a big chop out with the kicking game. So yeah. It creates so many options down that left-hand side. And he can run and score a try himself. How many tries did he score at left centre last year?
18 or something.
So, if you're looking for a same-game ulti, if you like the Blues, then I don't think you can really go wrong with either having a combination of To'o, Burton, Chuck Murray in there. Don't be afraid to go heavy left.
What will they do here, Dan? So Tupu was left winger in Origin 1. Now, the last six times Burton played at the Panthers, including all the finals and the grand final, the trio of To'o, Burton and Luai, in those six big games, conceded one try. So he must be tempted to put To'o back with Burton.
Tupo, okay.
But then at club level, Crichton's been with To'o on the right, so
Taulagi and Cobbo are both pretty tall, aren't they? So Tupo's positioning is to do with height, and they don't want To'o to be exposed. I think that's we slightly overrate that. I think it'd be slightly overrated general. Cobbo's 190 centimetres, Taulagi's 189.
But so Cobbo's more the jumper, though.
Okay. I like Taulagi. I think Taulagi is going to fit like a glove instead of Origin. He's got the body for it.
The only thing I've seen more than once is he's dropped a few. And that's got Burton saying, hello, Murray, I'm coming at you. Now, just on the kicking game as well, and this one I also like, which hasn't been mentioned, the halves for New South Wales and Queensland Origin 1 combined for 22 kicks each, right? Munster had 9 of the 22. DC had 13 of the 22. So, therefore, a 60-40. New South Wales, Cleary had 20 of the 22.
Yeah.
This is going to be completely different.
Of course it is.
Burton's going to be in there.
Of course it is.
Bombs away.
Any time try scorer, anyone in particular. Yes, we can talk about the wingers, that's obvious. But I'll tell you what, I put together a little same game multi, which we'll get to. You can get some tasty odds here. If it turns out to be a high scoring game, you think it might not be. You can get some very tasty odds. Any particular player that you like that is not necessarily top seed?
No, mine's heavy in the market. James Tedesco, $2.75. he's the busiest player I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Try and find a camera shot when New South Wales are in position, and he's either up the arse of someone, just ready for a mini break. He's just always in frame. He's always there. $2.75, and I think Damien Cook coming off the bench is going to be a huge help for him.
Yeah,
he's such a good support player. If Cookie can find a little break, Teddy's just always there. So I think at least if he doesn't score, I think you're just going to get a ride for your money.
I noticed something that I think is a bit tasty looking down the track. If you think New South Wales will win this series, so they've got to win here in Perth, win in Brisbane, Teddy at $9, I think, is spectacular Wally Lewis medal value.
Yep.
Because he was very good in game one, and for them to win the next two, I think he's got to be man of the match in one of them.
Yep.
So, particularly up in Brisbane. So, anyway.
Well, you go through the history of man of the matches, and Teddy's the one who's prominent, isn't it?
Well, Cleary's the favourite for that award.
Yeah.
He'd almost have to be man of the match twice to get that award because he's starting, because he didn't do anything in game one, he wasn't allowed to do anything. I think Teddy's the man.
Which is another interesting point. If you're keen on Queensland here and you're looking for a man of the match, just be wary of, like, Cameron Munster is the clear and obvious number one seed in that team. He takes up so much percentage of how many times a player would win the award if they were to win the game. But I can't remember the last time. He may well be the best player on the field. If they actually give it to him, I'd be shocked.
Munster?
Yes, they generally try and share the official match winning. So just take it into account, unless he has an absolute barnstormer. We very rarely see the award go to the same player two times in a row. That's just a little watch out.
Isaiah Yeo, $15.
Yep.
There are very few times you'll see Isaiah Yeo in a man of the match market, $15.
Yep. The Dally M's 12 rounds they did, so they'll publicise 12 rounds, 11 wins for Penrith in that time. Of the 11 wins, Isaiah...
Three MOMs?
Five.
Really?
Five.
In Dally M voting?
Five Dally M...
Now, it's funny, you like Dally M voting when it suits your argument. We're happy for Nathan Ironmaster to guess he's 3-2-1 when it suits your little argument.
That's right. Well, anyway, he's
did
got
he really
five.
Get five MOMs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Five of the 11. Dylan Edwards has three. Cleary has two. Yeah. $15 with Abby Corrissau starting. Yeah. It's a great bet.
How can you have Luai at 13... and Yeo at 15.
Yep.
It's bonkers. Yep. He should be the third New South Wales favourite.
Luai once has got it out of that 11. It's a great bet, $15 Isaiah Yeo. And okay. The fact that you see this so often.
I don't like it, we're all on the same page.
He was panned in the first game. How often do you see a player panned, come out, have a stormer?
The narrative suits it. The only caveat, and I say it most times, is minutes. Only played.
Yeah, but he'll play 65.
He played 53 is that all? Last in game one, but he took a big knock at the start of the game.
Yes.
They might have been managing him. That's the only caveat. I think Cameron Murray might be on that page there at about $26, which I think is a touch too big. Again, caveat, minutes issue, but he's the darling of this team as well.
Starting Australian like players generally get their way as well because they're swimming with the same tide and he'll be a starting Australian player.
The value I notice for Queensland and centres don't win this award, but Valentine Holmes at $31.
Yep.
When does he play a bad origin?
He doesn't. He's a gun.
When does he play a bad origin? And you could see him having a big influence, a couple of tries. So that's the one I like from the Queensland side, just as a bit of value if they win. So Munster's at $5.50, Cherry Evans is at $8.50. Ponga, I think Ponga's hurt. I think his groin is buggered. Was that on the weekend where he was... Yeah. That's not going to heal in a week.
No.
I mean, they'll needle him up, but he's incumbent at the moment, so I wouldn't be going anywhere near Ponga.
Just on the try scoring, I know we're sort of backtracking a little bit, but the last four origins, the New South Wales left centre has scored in each of them. The last two grand finals, the left centre has scored. So Ollam scored for Melbourne winning it. Crichton scored that same year as well. And last year, Matty Burton was first try scorer. So all aboard the Matt Burton train.
Are you a fan of left centres?
Maybe.
Did you cash in on Jackie Whiten?
Yes.
Good boy.
We tipped on the show here.
I know, but I asked, did you cash in?
Yes, I did.
We all tipped many things on this show. Yeah.
Not as first try scorer, I didn't, but as any time try scorer.
Oh, that'll do. That'll do. You would have got nice prize.
Into the same game multi, which was about $15 try bet.
All right. Let's now get to the real fun part of what we do, and that is trying to come up with a nice little tasty same game multi. Producer Cam said, look, can you put three things together? And I was pleasantly surprised at the odds I got for mine, which we'll get to at the end here. But when you put the three together, you can get a good price as well. Joel, which way you've intimated one of these, but give us your same game multi.
Okay, well, this is a pick a path book, ladies and gentlemen. You can play as you please, but I think the Blues are absolute morals. I think Burton will score. That's just what he does. This kid is the Blues jumper, and he'll stay there for as long as he wants. He should have been there in Origin 1. We said that. He's there now. He'll score. Luai will get him a try, no doubt about that. And then I'm throwing in Murray as my third leg of the same game multi, but it's a pick a path book. So throw in New South Wales, Burton, and the third one. Over to you.
A what? A pick a path book. What the hell does that mean?
Well, if I'm picking Murray, and it may lead me to the spoils, you pick somebody else. Choose your own adventure, Dan.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that expression.
A little bit type.
Yeah. Sean, you do invent your own vernacular, don't you? Sean, let me... The game we're going to play here is how many legs will James Tedesco feature in this same game multi?
Just quickly, I don't like, you know, the hidden camera of the coach telling the player he's making his debut. That sort of
been done. Oh, you've always been anti that.
The footage of Freddie in the sheds when Matty Burton walks down after the game to tell him, that was outstanding. So, well done.
Well, you know, we made a very tactical big error on Triple M. We told Matty Burton he was in. Thinking he already knew. So it's sort of...
You were one of those, were you?
We didn't know. We didn't know.
By the ruined Christmas.
I know.
Yeah. It was good. It was good news. So you're right. James Tedesco does feature in my same
game,
but only once. And this is a very simple, very Blues left-centric, as I touched to before. Blues 13+. Tyo's going to play left wing, and Teddy will...
Oh, hang on. So you think Tyo will play left?
Well, he played left in game, game one, didn't he?
No.
I'm sure. We'll have to get back to the tapes. It doesn't matter. Brian Tyo scoring. And so you're getting about $9.50 at the time of recording for that one.
All right. And mine, because I think this might have points, I've got two Queenslanders scoring tries here. But I'm on the Burton train with you, but also Holmes and Taulagi. Can we get it right? Taulagi. Not Taulagi.
Well, give us...
No, that's not a shot at you, blokes.
Okay.
No, that's a rugby... Taulagi. So, because it's T-A-U-L. Yeah, now, I'm not one to give expert comments on pronunciation.
No, but
because,
you should.
But I'm... Taulagi.
Okay, not so two, what...
Because
okay.
Kelma Taulagi plays for the Tigers, T-U-A. And that's what does us all in.
Okay.
Gone to the tapes, Brian Taulagi left winger.
Okay, we'll
be there again.
Good. Well, there you go.
So left-centric.
So based on the stats I said about the left, To'o, Luai, Burton, be careful taking the right side Queensland players.
Mm.
Because they don't concede these three. Yeah.
All right. The man of the match / first try scorer double, if you can hit it. I had Jack Whiten as first try scorer in Sydney, couldn't get the man. If Harry Grant saluted... we would have had a very nice...
You can back two or three of them for that, can't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And if they score the first try, they are on their way to the end of the match.
So
like
I've got Matt Burton, Murray Taulagi, Val Holmes...
Don't leave Yo out.
Not as first try. No. Man of the match. No, but first try. So you can mix and match them. You don't have to put that... One of them was 276 to 1. So just $5 works very nicely. Let's now look at what we did or what we didn't do last week. Joel, 3 out of 8. Sean, 4 out of 8. Dan, 4 out of 8. I got my last... I was 0-4.
Yeah. Same train.
Geez, we got done in early. I mean, look, St George Illawarra have a souse. Who saw that coming? At least we'll put out of our misery early. Gold Coast... How did Cronulla not beat the Gold Coast by 40?
Oh.
Cronulla were truly awful.
That was an insipid performance by the Sharks. Almost as insipid as the Raiders' second half performance. That was deplorable. How they didn't win.
I left home at halftime, and I knew once Newcastle scored that try before the break, I went, here we go.
So did I.
Now, I didn't know they were going to lead.
And then he goes off in the bin, and it just all unravels.
I didn't know it was going to be 18-14 with 2 minutes to go to Newcastle, but I thought...
Elliot Whitehead, didn't he? That was probably the worst 2 minutes... Of a single player.
That single-handedly mucked us, didn't it?
When that happens, you know you're doomed.
Well, I guess we better get to our winners and losers of best bets. Firstly, I'm not saying this to give myself a rap because I thought it was an obvious bet. Bulldogs -1.5 against the Tigers. Are you finally going to stop tipping West Tigers?
Yep.
Are you finally...
We'll not pick them again for the rest of the year. There you go.
Oh, no.
Don't throw your toys out of the cot.
Don't do this.
You knew straight away you were on the right horse.
You straight away. Panthers 24 and a half. Speaking of insipid performances, that's about as bad as a team can look winning 40-6. And yet, there was a clinic, total clinic. Never did I think our money was in jeopardy that night. Although some of us might have had Penrith minus 9.5.
I had one bet the whole week. I was so confident. Parramatta, when you're really confident, you've got to be very careful. Canberra into Parramatta, I could not see it losing, covering the line. And there you go. So just Parramatta's
what did you have Parramatta as your best bet?
Well, I was tossing up what to do, but I respected the Roosters more than I respected the Knights, so I went the Raiders. And then obviously Whiten pulls out. I thought, we're in trouble here. But not only that, when you get the early cover, they led by 14.
Oh, yeah.
We just have to break even for the rest of the game. Oh, yeah. Give me strength.
Raiders 13 plus was Joel's bet. So that,
yuck.
Again, 2 out of 3. We're 14, 15 weeks in. I don't think we've cracked the same game multi.
No.
Oh, geez.
Who's the team? Who's the bolting team? Who do you see flashing home for the top 8? Roosters will be there. Will South be there?
I don't think South will be there.
Will Manly be there?
Yeah, well, let me...
Who's the team? Well, the Dragons.
I haven't looked at the draw.
Who's that team, the bolting team?
Let's think about...
It's obvious.
Let's think about...
It's obvious who it is.
What, Bulldogs are going to bolt?
Bulldogs.
Ah.
It's obvious.
I'd love them to...
They are airborne.
Get them in the picture. Just get in the picture, boys.
Clearly I'm being a little bit facetious there, but they're playing some bloody good footy, and I love their game plan. They get into a bit of a wrestle early, and then they've got a bit of flair to flick the switch.
You like it?
And I'll tell you what, it is... good to watch.
All right, let's do our best bets for the week. This is going to be the shortest best bet segment. Unfortunately, we can't put this in the same game multi because we've got some clashes here, but this is going to be very predictable. Joel?
All aboard the Burton train. Choo-choo!
Predictable. Tick. Even more predictable, short arm. Yeah. Well, hang on, we've got to just have a quick look at those odds. $2.80 are very good odds.
Oh, yeah. Left centre, outside Luai. 4 games in a row, the left centre scored.
Very good odds.
Left-centric attack. That's what we're going to see.
All right.
And, all right, you can...
To the surprise of nobody, short arm odds says...
James Tedesco, man of the match, $7. Yes. I mean, continually, time after time, and it's not just... the whole market does this, where there's probably only... 3 at a stretch, maybe 4 players that I think can genuinely win the game, and there's blokes in that 25-1, 30-1 bracket.
Tell me who your 4 are.
Who can win it?
You're going to say Teddy. You're going to say
Cleary.
Munster.
Teddy. And you know what?
Are you going to say Daly?
No. And his price is borderline ridiculous as well.
Yeah.
It's Teddy, Yo, Cleary.
Great.
For the Blues, and. And, you know, I'm almost going to put a line through Munster because I don't think they're going to give it to the same person twice. Mm-hmm.
Harry Grant or not?
Harry, maybe.
No, don't say that.
Yep, Harry, maybe.
Yeah, but hang on.
If he can play...
He played great last... he only played 44 minutes or 36 minutes, and that's the problem.
You got to get
the... Oh, mate, I was all over him.
Yeah.
So that's Sean is Tedesco. Good insight, that. I've gone completely against his theory because I've got Val Holmes man of the match just because he does things you notice in Origin.
He's a star.
And to my point, this is perfect because you've got Munster who takes up so much of that Queensland team.
Mm.
If they don't give it to him, this one could be a little bit left centre.
Yeah.
So if he scores a try and does something amazing.
I just like the value.
Don't mind it.
I think he should be $19. I think he's in that realm. But my best bet would be Yo, to be honest. $15. Yeah, I didn't realise he was $15. I knew it was good value. I didn't realise he was that good.
Joel's going to the tapes.
So no same game multi this week. And I think that is to the benefit of everyone. We will be back next week. It's a normal round next week. So they'll do the Thursday night thing again. We'll record on Wednesday. And as always, Joel.
As always, most importantly, how good's rugby league? I need to find it.
Pricks. You blokes are assholes, mate. Mate, the blokes enjoy winning.
I need to
winning.
Find it. He did enjoy the win, and it was actually very, very good, but contrived at the end.
Anyway, he needs to go to the gym.
Take a sec before you bet. Lift responsibly. Gamble responsibly. Come on, you Blues.